With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The economy will be a critical issue in November. Republicans believe voters will come to realize their paychecks and economic future looked much better when Donald Trump was in the Oval Office. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says Trump is clearly better equipped to turn the economy around.
It's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris who gave us generational inflation. In fact, Kamala Harris cast the deciding vote, literally, and her role under the Constitution as president of the Senate for the $1 trillion tax and spend bill that ignited this inflation back in 2021.
Cotton says that Harris is actually promising to fix the economic problems that she caused in the first place.
You heard her just last week admit that the price of bread is too high and the price of eggs are too high and the price of meat is too high. Every family who goes to the grocery store knows, but it wasn't too high when Donald Trump was president.
Cotton was appearing this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, Hanae is approaching Hawaii and expected to bring strong winds and rain to the southern edges of the islands. Forecasters say it could bring flooding and wind damage to the Big Island.
It has maximum sustained winds of 85 miles per hour, and it's moving off to the west-northwest, just to the south of the Big Island. Its closest point of approach brought it to about within 40 nautical miles or 45 statute miles of South Point, the southernmost tip of the Big Island.
Hurricane specialist John Gilsema. In Nigeria's largest city, stress out residents finding their reset button in a rage room where they pay good cash to smash electronics and furniture with a sledgehammer. They say it's a break from the strain of the worst cost of living crisis there in ages. This is SRN News. A Christian school fighting anti-Semitism.
Officials at Colorado Christian University are developing a course in political philosophy of the Hebrew Bible with help from Israel's Herzl Institute. The goal is to counter the surge in anti-Semitism on America's campuses. Herzl Institute President Yoram Hazoni says the course, which will be made available to all students, will, quote, teach students to appreciate the contribution of the Jewish people to Western political philosophy by introducing them to biblical concepts. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ukraine's parliament banning the activities of religious groups tied to the Russian Orthodox Church or any other faith supporting Russia's invasion. The measure, widely seen as targeting the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, it is historically connected to Moscow but now claims its independence. However, the Ukrainian government says, in their minds, it is still tied to Moscow. This is SRN News. Ambitious new health study.
Public health experts from some of the nation's leading research universities aim to test the heart and lung function of roughly 4,600 residents of 10 counties and parishes in Alabama, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Mississippi. They want to know why heart and lung diseases are more prevalent in the rural South than in other parts of the country. But some rural southern counties do better than others. The researchers also want to know what makes those places more resilient. John Scott reporting.
Another study finds today's students struggling to stay engaged in class at a time of poor mental health, shortened attention spans, reduced attendance, and worsening grades. The reason? Cell phones. Cell phone bans are gaining traction around the nation, but many say it's not enough. They argue the alternative forms of stimulation steering students to the outdoors would really help. More details at SRNnews.com.